Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, 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 everybody. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love devolve into the dark hole, the rabbit hole of BS, as in bait and switch. And that's why I cling to a branding of myself as the No BS Bishop. No bait and switch with me. You can trust that my goal is love. Love alone is credible, and I will stay with the principle of love all the rest of my days. And I have come to believe that everything in human existence flowers up out of the beauty, the significance, the power of love. So we're going to go into another unpacking of the philosophy, the principles of love today. But before we do, I'm going to lead you in Love's Creed, something we do here every No BS Bishop. And after we're done with the Love's Creed, I want to lead you in the Lord's Prayer, something we're going to keep on doing around here too, because the Lord's Prayer is a solid standing for faith. Let me explain that. I believe that when Jesus was asked to teach his disciples to pray, he said, don't be foolish and just meander into meaningless repetitions. He said, but pray as this in this manner. So it's funny to me that the most repeated prayer in human history, the Lord's Prayer, starts with a caution from Jesus to say, don't do this with meaningless repetition. That isn't to say, don't do this. He says, don't do this with a meaningless, rootless sense of what you're doing. Do it with full thought. So we'll do the Lord's Prayer after the Lord's Creed. Excuse me. Well, the Love's Creed, which is the Lord's Creed. Wow, that was a funny hybrid for you. All right, Lord, the Love's Creed, something I wrote many years ago, and it's something I'm going to ask you to repeat after me in just a few moments, because I believe what we say with our mouth is what we hear in my ears, and then our little heart says, this is who I am. There's a beautiful circular feeding going on there. So here it is in total. Then I'll come back and I'll ask you to repeat after me Love's Creed. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, now repeat after me. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. I love the lilt and the prose feeling of that. I know I wrote it myself, so pardon me while I break my arm patting myself on the back, but I do love the power in Love's Creed. If you'd like a copy of it, I'd be happy to send you one if you'll email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail.com. I'm not building a mailing list. This is no bait and switch BS approach to you. This is just me offering you something I find very valuable for my own life, and I know some of you have found it to be of value for you as well. That way you can take it, put it on a 3x5 card, tape it to the mirror in your bathroom, or you can put it on the sun visor of your car, put it in your device, your computer, wherever you want it, put it out there. Make sure that too many days don't go by, but what you're sharing with yourself, the Lord's Creed, which is the Love's Creed. All right. And speaking of the Lord's Creed, here's the Lord's Prayer. I love to pray it with my eyes open because there's a joy about looking up into the air, looking up into the, in this case where I'm at, into the ceiling, or maybe you're outside, look up into the beautiful summer clouds above you. Say this with me as the Lord Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That prayer, that meditation, that contemplation holds me steady day by day. I don't let a day go by but what I have prayed the Lord's Prayer, not only in general, but over specific issues around me in my life. I invite you to do the same. Well, today I want to talk to you about some principles of love that are it's a collective thing of love's principles that I find to be truisms and rocks to stand upon, a rock solid foundation to stand upon, and no necessary list of importance here, but to give you a collective idea of where I come from on the principles of love. You see, I've been here for over 4 years talking to you about love. And somebody asked me this week. In fact, I did a podcast with somebody who interviewed me. And he said, what is this No BS Bishop Alive to Love radio broadcast about? He said, can you give me a few ideas? And I laughed and I said, oh, do you have a half an hour? Because that's what it would take for me to repeat for you the power of love that I talk about every week here on WPCA. And I want to remind you, you can listen to this 24/7, any time of the day or night. You can just dial in to WPCA's archives and they're on their website, and you can pull up any episode over the past several years and listen on your at your leisure. But today, I just want to talk again about an assortment of principles about love that I find to be so treasured and helpful for me. And I believe that all humans are born free. A brand new baby, even if that baby is born into slavery of some form, that baby doesn't know it. That baby doesn't know but what they're free. They're free to cry. They're free to coo. They're free to sleep and nap. Every baby born is born in freedom. And I believe that just like that newborn baby, you and I, we are born in the freedom to choose love. We're always free at some level to choose love. There's no restriction on the choice toward love. And I know it gets hard. I know there are people who can be mean-spirited, crabby, grouchy, and all the other names you might want to come up with that doesn't look anything like God, doesn't look anything like Jesus. But whatever happens or comes our way, there's a freedom in us, just like a brand new baby, to take in a deep breath and love anyway. The freedom to love anyway. We're always free to choose love. So let every moment that you live, every thought, word, or expression or act that you do, just be motivated by love. You're free to do that. So every thought, let your thoughts be carried with love. There's a freedom there. I know, again, people can be mean, they can be cruel, and the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me, is just simply not true. Sticks and stones may break my bones, and that hurts, but words, Oh, baby, I can heal from a bruise or even a broken bone, but words will stay with me for a lifetime. And the only antidote to those words, when a thought floats through my mind, I have to remember I'm still free to choose love, and I have to call myself according to love's creed. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. So to that end, I pull myself into a reminder that my thoughts can be motivated by love, no matter what cruelty comes my way. I stumble, I fall routinely. I've said here before many times as a pastor when I've preached on love down through the past 50 years, I have always had somebody come to me and say, well, you know, you preach about love, but you didn't love me that one time. I didn't feel love from you. And I used to take serious offense at that. I used to get all huffy about it and try to explain or excuse myself. But I grew up somewhere in that process. And I've learned to look somebody like that right in the eye if I can and say, you're probably right. You're probably right. Even though every thought, word, act, expression in my life, it can be motivated by love, it hasn't always happened. And to that end, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, and I will do my level best to improve my motivation, my expressions, to be rooted, grounded, and established in love. Because I'm still free to choose love, and if I didn't love you in that moment, please, I'm asking you, please forgive me. I do not want to be that guy. I didn't want to be it then, but if I was, I'm wrong. And I apologize. See how freeing that can be? There's no need to try to defend yourself in that level. But simply and just profoundly, let your words carry yourself toward an expression of love, even if somebody's just excoriating you that you didn't love. Then love right then, and you'll find yourself free of self-defense, which is really kind of the antidote to love. Every thought, every word, every action can be motivated by love. And I'm always free to choose love, remembering that there's no greater power we possess as human beings. There's nothing more powerful in us than love. Every one of us has this power to love another human, to show and express love in the simplest way we know how, or in complex ways. We have this power. Our superpower is love, if we would just simply own it. When I was a kid growing up, I loved Superman comic books and Spider-Man comic books when he came out. And I remember loving to get that quarter that I could go to the drugstore somewhere and buy a comic book, and just I would go over that comic book over and over and over because of the pictures that were drawn there and the words and that superpower used to just enthrall me. I used to imagine myself as Spider-Man. I loved to be a pretend Spider-Man. But you know what? Now at 71, I still have this small child in me that believes there's a superpower in me. I believe there is a superpower in you. I believe there's a superpower in every human being. No matter who you are, no matter how perhaps your body has been drawn in by some disease or some accident, you're still, if you're breathing, you have the power to love. In fact, I just officiated a memorial service for an old friend of mine, and I looked around the room and saw all the people there expressing love and just cherishing the love they had. And I titled my message, that homily for that service, I said, "Love never dies." And it's really true, because right there in that room were all these people who expressed their love and the pleasure they had in the love they found in that person. So that's our superpower, folks. Start looking at yourself as the great lover of all, the one who's breathing and eating and sleeping to regain energy for love, to be aligned with plans, dreams, and designs that is locked into anything and everything that is love, to be unavailable for anything less than love, and to know that your kryptonite, like with Superman, your kryptonite is to fall into the deep pit of BS, to bait and switch, to treat people with a false manner in which you can draw them in, and then you switch to the real evil that's going on inside. I was praying this morning when I heard the scripture read over a devotion that I tune into, and it said, you know, that we need to beware of false prophets who are, they're inside, they're evil, but on the outside, they're wearing sheep's clothing. They're a wolf in sheep's clothing. And rather than sitting there when I was going through this prayer, rather than looking at who are the sheep in wolf's clothing, I turned that prayer and my devotion to, oh God, prevent everything in me from ever being a sheep in wolves' from being a wolf in sheep's clothing. Keep me pure and simple to be a true sheep on the inside and the outside, to know that my greatest power in this world and in this life is the power of love, and that there is never any moment in my life when I cannot love. Even in my most frail moments, I can love. When I'm sick, I can love. When I'm frustrated, I still have the power to love. When I'm angry, I can choose somehow, some way, to love again. Because I must remember in my great superpower of the possession of love inside of me, every person around me, no matter who they are, where they're from, what they've done, or how crabby or evil it may be that they've treated me, that person is worthy of receiving my love. Woo, what a revolutionary way to live life. So how are we to fix, quote unquote, this world? How are we to change the great wide world around us? Well, first of all, stop looking at changing the whole big wide world and start looking at every person. Every one person sitting in front of you is worthy of receiving love. And if they're sad or mad, if they're depressed or withdrawn or something's wrong, just remember what's happening there is that person is suffering some love loss. And there you are with the power to choose love, with the superpower of love that could change their life. There I am when I'm looking at somebody who's sad or mad or somehow withdrawn or being battled back into some dark hole of frustration in life. When I'm looking at them, here I am with the superpower of love. Recognizing that the greatest, one and only single desire and need of all humans is love. There's not a human alive. No one that's been in the past, no one present, and no one in the future who has ever found an escape from the desire to be loved and to give love. What is that? How is it that we're wired like that? We're made in the image of God. And the tiny little epistle of 1 John in the New Testament of the Bible says, God is love. God doesn't just love. No. God is love. The whole character image from the expansiveness of God's outwardness all the way down to the nuclear core of who God is love. And we are made in the image of God. To that end, the greatest desire of all humankind and the greatest need of all humans everywhere is to love and to be loved. That generation of love is ever a part of our makeup. It's ever a part of how we breathe and how we it says, I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping for any other purpose. My existence is made up of love. My future is waiting for my love. My past is waiting for the application of love that I would move beyond my lovelessness or my love losses. And if nowhere else I can find love, but to find love in a meditation and a contemplation of God, to set in the love of God day by day, if I can at all possibly do it. St. Francis of Assisi learned how to love every tree, every blade of grass, every morsel of dirt. St. Francis of Assisi used to talk to the trees and thank them for their love. He used to speak to Mr. Rabbit or our little mouse and talk to them about their love and his love for them, and to recognize that his greatest need in this world was to love all of nature and let all of nature love him back, because God is love. And to understand that in that crucible of pain is something in us that is saying, somebody, please help me remember I am loved and I am a lover of all things. I haven't said it here lately, but I want to say it again. My goal, which I can't guarantee I can do, but I'm going to at least make it my goal, is that the last breath I take in this life, before I walk on to the next phase of eternal life, that my last breath taken on this dimension will be exhaled with whoever's there, I love you. It might be a medical personnel. It might be my wife. It might be my children. It might be a complete stranger. But I want it to be my final statement going out from this world. Again, I can't promise or guarantee that, but I can certainly make it my goal. And I invite you to join me. How many stories could be told if more of us were confronted with somebody's genuine expression of love with the last breath they take? Well, speaking of breath, it's time to take a few. I want you to get as settled as you know how. Put your feet flat on the floor, set as straight as you can physically set up. And to the best of your ability, I want you to draw in a good, solid, healthy lungs full of air. Pull them all the way down to your belly, down against your diaphragm, and hold it down there for just a second or two, all right? On the count of three, take that healing breath in. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it there. And exhale. If you can, when you exhale, say, I love you, even if nobody's there. Put it in the atmosphere around you. And speaking of saying, I love you, I want to invite you to something we do here every week, and what I'm trying to practice as much as I know how in my life, and that is to look somebody, somewhere, it right in the eyes with a tenderness and a kindness that I would expect God would look into my eyes with, and say to somebody, somewhere, somehow, with as much sincerity and genuineness as you know how, to say the three most holy, magical, charmed, and beautiful words in the human language, I love you. Go ahead, let it move you. Go ahead, be startled. Go ahead, be embarrassed if you must. It's hard to take sometimes. And recognize that this is the starvation of humankind. This is our malnutrition in the human existence, and that is that we are not saying, I love you often enough, nor are we getting, I am loved enough. So today, let it be the beginning of a revolution, of an avalanche, of one snowflake of snow rolling down a mountain until that snowflake becomes a big rolling snowball, until that snowball becomes a mountain avalanche of the power, the superpower of love. Like I said earlier, I believe the superpower of every human being is love. Let's release that superpower to rescue the injured, to rescue ourselves from injury, to take our time and making sure the world is once again shaken to the core as it was when Jesus walked the earth, as it was when Jesus, even hanging on the cross, looked at the butchers who were absolutely stone-cold drunk on their butchery, and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Oh, what love! What love is this? Well, I'll tell you what love that is. That is the love of God in Christ. Remember now, the biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we still have time. But I want you to be present in this day, to be kind in this day, to love more and to love now. Following Mother Teresa's command, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light a new light in the hearts of others. May it be said that the world changed because you entered whatever room you entered. Now go out there, beloved, and do something beautiful. Why? Oh, baby. Ugly is getting done to death. It is time for the loving people like you listening right now to rise and shine with the power of love, showing the world what all our superpower really is, and to know we've always been free to be able to choose love. God bless you all. I love you, and know this, Jesus is the greatest expression of the superpower of love on this planet. God bless y'all. Happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.